Charlotte, I'm sure you can never get bored with winning, but five world championships in succession. I mean, when you walk into the area to get into the kayak, the rest must look across and say, oh, not again. Couldn't she have a day off?
I mean, it was an incredible thing to think that 2016 I hadn't even picked up a paddle before, and from 2018 onwards, whenever we've had a world championship, I've managed to come out on top in the kayak. So incredibly proud, very thankful that I'm still able to do it for this long, and more importantly, we secured a closer spot for that boat at the Paralympics next year. So yeah, all very promising for a big year ahead.
And you've got a big week ahead, haven't you, because you're waiting for the end of what happens in Duisburg, and then you're straight on a flight to Paris, aren't you?
On Wednesday onwards, we start racing at the World Cup, which is kind of masquerading as a test event for the Olympics and Paralympics next year. So really exciting that we get to see the course and experience what all that has to offer. Try and give us as much information as we can as we lead into the game season next year.
Now, you've been the mistress now, I'm going to call you mistress of, two different forms of sport, and we've had this conversation before. Are you not fancying another, making a hat-trick of titles in different sports?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with canoeing for the time being, certainly until next year, to try and put myself in the mix for the games. But then, you know, who knows? It's something that I've always loved, Paralympic sport, and I've always just got such excitement from being around that environment. And so when I knew my time at swimming was coming to an end, I didn't want to leave that world behind. And so maybe, you know, if at some point I feel like my body can't cope with the canoeing anymore, but I'm not ready to give up that kind of rush that Paralympic sport gives me, then maybe that's the time that I might try and find another one to do.
I've got a sticky question for you now. When we put out that you'd won with the fastest time in the heats the other day, we said, because I think you live in Sutton in Ashfield now, we said
we said
Charlotte Henshaw of Sutton in Ashfield has got the fastest time in the heats, and the news desk was festooned with people not from Sutton, from Mansfield, saying she's not from Sutton, she's from Mansfield. You're on the spot, world champion. Which are you?
You know, it's hard to say. I'm a Mansfield girl through and through, of course. I was born in Mansfield. I trained in Mansfield for many, many years. I went to school in Mansfield. But having moved into Ashfield when I was old enough to buy my own property, I have to say I've been immensely supported by Ashfield as well. So it's really hard to choose. And I think I'm very much almost on the border. So I feel like I could class myself as both, to be honest. So yeah, I can't give you an answer. I'm sorry. But I'm immensely proud of all the support and thankful of all the support that everybody in the local area has given me. It's certainly been a game changer for me, knowing that Bentley Manson and Ashford are behind me and supporting me. It means the world.
Yeah, that's the reason you're a world champion and I'm a journalist. You got round the question beautifully. Charlotte, congratulations. You've got a busy year ahead after Paris. What's next?
After next week, I get a bit of a holiday, thankfully. I've got a couple of weeks, a bit of downtime, see some friends, see some family, head away on a bit of a break that doesn't involve getting in the gym or going on a river. But then end of September, beginning of October, I'll be back in training, working towards hopefully a big one next year, which is the Paralympics in Paris.
Charlotte Henshaw, thank you for joining Mansfield 103.2, when I know it must be an incredibly busy time for you too.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thanks a lot.